Alright, is this thing working? Sound test. I've just fucking had it. The more I think about it, the more pissed off I get. Which is, I'm not really ready to go. But I just hit the record button because I need to capture the fucking anger. I need to capture how fucking much those of you who believe the Wuhan hoax is a pandemic need to be exterminated. What Hitler did to the Jews is too good for you. You people have fucking destroyed everything, and I fucking hate you with every ounce of my existence. Go fuck yourselves. How many people is Wuhan gonna kill? Not enough. Don't forget my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I can write, and I can write. Oh boy. I got some of the words correct.
I vote Democrat.
Actually, we could flip that around.
I vote Republican. I think that. Did you know Republicans fought a civil war to free the slaves? I have an IQ of 74. I vote Republican.
What's the difference between a Republican and a Democrat? Exactly. Nothing. Nothing anymore. Nothing anymore. Because, I mean, when have the Republicans ever pushed back on anything? Everything the Democrats have accomplished, legalizing gay marriage, legalizing abortion, you know, raising taxes, just anything. What have the Republicans ever pushed back? Nothing. You know what else is fucking hilarious about Republicans? I love it when I hear some fucking conservative Republican talking about states' rights. And see, this is part of why they have to so religiously, and it is a religion, because it's based on faith, not evidence. This is why they have to believe with such religious fervor that Republicans fought a civil war to free the slaves. Because what actually happened was politicians who were members of the Republican Party used the threat of violence and the force of the state to force other people to fight a war against the Confederacy, which was a separate nation, in order to suppress the assertion of states' rights. That's what actually happened. But no fucking Republican can fucking own up to that. So they all cling to this masturbatory fantasy where they tell you about how they personally, and Abraham Lincoln went down to the South and fought a civil war to free the slaves, usually while touching themselves. If you are a Republican, I need you to understand something. You didn't fight a civil war to free the slaves. You invaded a foreign country to suppress states' rights. That's what you fucking did. So anytime I hear any conservative Republican talking about the 10th Amendment or states' rights, it's like, guys, you're the ones who oppressed that. You're the ones who suppressed that. You're the ones who stamped that out. Just like when I see the fucking POX rioting and burning things down, I sit there and I think, oh yeah, I sure am glad the Republicans freed them. Good job, guys. Good fucking job. Well fucking done. It's a toss-up. Who do I hate more, the fucking kikes or the fucking Republicucks? But we're not going to talk about that today. Because you see, the great one is circling around. The great one has the angers. Oh, the angers. And he's bringing the angers around. The angers are coming full circle. Where you see, we start off, we're in Zen. We have zero fucks to give. We have accepted the decline. We're laughing as the city burns down. We're laughing at humanity like the goddamn Bacon does. At least I assume he's still doing it. I don't know if I haven't got any podcasts from him lately because his fucking RSS feed doesn't work. But, you know, he's Bacon. He does the best he can. And he does the best he can, you know, poor little Bacon. Fucker. Anyhow, we're laughing at humanity, right? We're having a good time. And the anger starts to build. And it starts to set in and you start to get pissed off. And you're like, God damn it. And then you remember everything that's been lost. You think about everything that's been taken from you. I mean, look back at what Western civilization, by that I mean white people, have done in the past. Walking on the moon, building beautiful cathedrals, exploring the world. You know, and now what do we do? What do Western civilization white people do now? They look at their smartphones. Except for a small number of people that make apps for the smartphones for other people to look at. They literally, Hitler, look at their smartphones and take pictures of themselves. This is where we've gone. This is where we're at. And they walk around wearing muzzles because they're terrified of viruses. Viruses which aren't going away anytime soon. Wearing a muzzle which doesn't protect you from a virus. It is literally a superstition that putting a piece of cloth over your face can prevent you from getting a virus. It is literally Hitler equivalent to astrology, which a shocking number of people think is real. I wonder if the Amish are wearing muzzles. Because, you know, the vaccine is coming. In fact, I got this somewhere. Where did I see it? I saw it somewhere. I have it filed away for a future episode. It doesn't matter where it's coming from, really. Maybe I don't need to do it. Maybe I can do it right now. That's what she said. So somewhere I saw they're calling for people here in Colorado to volunteer for a Wuhan virus vaccine. I'm thinking, the Wuhan virus just happened in March, April, May, June, July. Somebody's like 5 months at the most. Wow, we sure did whip that vaccine out really quick. I mean, it's been like 5 months at the most. I'm sure this has been well tested and well researched. God, I can't talk. Yes, let me volunteer to be injected with a vaccine that at the most has been around for 5 months. 5 months worth of research on it. Yeah, holy fuck, man. God, I hope it kills people. But anyway, vaccines. I mean, does anyone remember? Anyone remember? Because this is another thing where all the vaccine people are coming out. The fucking pro-vacciners. right? What do we call them? So let's see. If we call people who want to murder unborn children, they're called pro-choice. So that would mean people who want to force other people to get a vaccine and thus control what other people do with their body because my body, my choice, we would call those people pro-choice, right? That would be called pro-choice also. I guess pro-choice is taken by the fucking baby murderers. So, and the baby killers aren't going to share it. We could call them pro-health. There we go, the pro-health movement. You know, because most of them are overweight. They have diabetes. But they're pro-health because they think everybody should be forced to get a vaccine. Because see, this is woman logic, right? Women come out with shit. It's my body, my choice. You can't tell me what to do with my body when I want to murder my unborn child, which has completely different DNA than everyone else on the planet Earth and is obviously to anyone, you know, who doesn't believe in astrology, at least, and healing crystals and global warming, obviously a separate life form from me because it has completely different DNA. It's human DNA. It's going to be a human. It's going to be a different human than any other human alive. But see, if I want to murder that baby, I'm sorry, abort that unviable tissue mass. See, that's okay because it's my body, my choice. But you other people over there, you'd better put a fucking muzzle on your face because I said so, because that's your body, my choice. And it's my choice that you put a muzzle on your body. See, that's woman logic. There's a reason. Guys, when I fucking come on this fucking podcast and I say that women shouldn't be allowed to vote, this is not a fucking shtick. I hope you fuckers have figured that out by now. This is not some fucking joke. The great one thinks women shouldn't vote. I will fucking kill you. Actually, I don't have to kill you. Women are going to kill you because they're going to vote you right into the fucking grave. Trying to decide where I want to go with this. There's so many directions. There's so much. All right. In the previous episode, I talked about how the event and theater industry is going to be killed, at least in Colorado, because of the Wuhan virus and the overreaction to it. I want to delve into that a little bit more. First, I got to get my notes up because I'm so prepared. Actually, I'm kind of prepared. You see, here's the thing. All right. So initially, I thought this was going to go away. The stupidity, the social distancing, and the fucking muzzles and everything. I'm like, okay, eventually this might go away. Now, here's something I was wrong about, apparently. Is back when this all happened, I said we were going to get another federal department. Like, remember after 9/11, we got the Department of Homeland Security, even though we already have two departments that are supposed to be protecting the United States of the Americas. United States of America. One of them is called the CIA, and the other one is called the military. You might have heard of the military. They're the people that are in a country called Afghanistan right now, which is a shithole where a bunch of fucking nasty-ass Muslims who bathe once a month are having sex with camels, and they're over there killing these fucking Muslims because apparently I'm supposed to believe that some fucking Muslim who fucks camels is a threat to my freedom. Apparently I'm supposed to believe that, right? That's why all through the Obama administration, we spent billions of dollars on missiles that were launched from flying robots to blow these fucking Muslims up while they were attending weddings. Because apparently, these fucking camel fuckers over there are a threat to my freedom. Now, the government, telling me I can't come within 6 feet of another person and I have to wear a mask and I have to stay inside my house unless I'm leaving for an essential activity. Essential activity is defined by the state, of course. See, now that apparently is not a threat to my freedom. But some fucking unbathed Muslim on the other side of the planet Earth who regularly puts his dick inside of a camel, see, that guy is a threat to my freedom. That's the person we need to spend millions, if not billions of dollars to murder. So when this all happened, my prediction was that the government was going to create a new agency to protect us from viruses, even though we already have an agency that's supposed to do that. It's called the CDC. It's been stunningly silent, inept, and impotent throughout this entire event. Isn't that fascinating? Well, it looks like I was wrong about that. This isn't going to happen. I think the only reason I was wrong about that is because, and it's certainly not because the Trump and Fuhrer is awesome and stifled it. I think it's just because the federal government looked at this and said, why should we foot the bill for this? Let's let the states handle it on their own and let them pay for it. So I was wrong. I mean, I'm kind of happy I was wrong. I am. I'm happy that we don't have a fucking another federal department that's going to regulate wearing muzzles and how close you come to other people in an effort to fucking control viruses. I'm really fucking happy that didn't happen. I am over fucking joyed to be wrong about that. But the other thing I was wrong about was that I thought, okay, eventually this shit'll slow down. The overreaction will go away. We'll go back to something at least resembling normal. Although to my credit of myself, I did say that social distancing would never go away. I did say that. You can go back. I've said, now social distancing will never. Well, I was right. At least in Colorado. And thank God it's not on a national level. Thank God. Who doesn't exist. There's no invisible man in the sky. Okay. But I'll thank God anyway. Hell, I'll thank Jesus, the Messiah of the Christians. I'll thank Adolf Hitler, the Messiah of the Jews. Thank Jesus and Hitler that this has been handled on a state level. Because there's a chance I can go to another state that's not as fucked up as Colorado. And I'm sure the fucked up level in Colorado has nothing to do with the fact that our governor is a Jewish homosexual or a homosexual Jew, whichever way you want to look at it. And I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fucking percentage of population that smokes dope. It has nothing to do with anything. I don't think the social distancing is going away in Colorado. I don't think the fucking muzzles are going away in Colorado. I think this shit is here to stay. And it's terrifying how people are just embracing this. I said it before, I'll say it again. Women love the muzzles because it's like an Instagram filter. Instagram's got that little filter that puts the fucking muzzle over your face. Chicks have been using it for years. They love it. It's like a real life fucking Instagram filter. They fucking love the muzzles. And we're stuck with this as long as women are okay with it, because women rule our society, because our society has become feminized, and because men lost their nutsacks and allowed women to vote. But let me focus in on the economics here, instead of just ranting about the whole situation in general. Okay, so I asserted that theater event industry is dead in Colorado. And one of the local dance companies here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins is doing a virtual ballet. They're going to live stream it. You buy a ticket, you're going to watch it on the internet. You're going to watch the ballet being performed live on the internet. You're going to buy a ticket. The ballet they're performing is, what is it? Alice in Wonderland. Alice in Quarantine. They are literally Hitler embracing the quarantine. Can you imagine a bunch of fucking kikes in a fucking concentration camp? Well, you know, I mean, because they don't have a lot to do. All they're doing is sitting. It's not like they're eating or anything. They don't have any food. They're just sitting in the fucking camp dying, right? Kind of like what we're all doing right now here in Fort Collins. We're just sitting here dying. Can you imagine the fucking Jews? Well, let's put on a play. We'll call it Alice in a Concentration Camp. These fucking idiots are literally Hitler, taking the fact that the government is telling them what to do with their bodies, telling them they have to wear a muzzle on their body, telling them how close their body can come to another human's body. They are taking that and they are embracing it. They are celebrating it. They are normalizing it. They are making it part of the culture. This is why it's not going to go away, because they're not resisting. Hashtag resist. God, I want to fucking kill everyone who has a fucking hashtag resist bumper sticker on their fucking car. I want them to die. Jesus, fuck. You know, it'd be easier for me to make a list of people who shouldn't be dead, because I could do that in about 15 minutes. Where's all your fucking resisting? Oh, that's right. You're not really resisting. You just hate white people. Here in Fort Collins, I was about to say here in Fort Collins, I don't know about where you are. Here in Fort Collins, we are completely normalizing all of this shit and making it part of our day-to-day routine. Over at Weyland-Yutani, we talked to some of our clients that we've done events with. They're all letting go of the idea of doing events in person. There's a number of them who are talking about, yeah, we're going to just do things virtually now. Everything's going on there. This is what the government has fucking dreamed of. This is the fucking cyber statist wet dream, is to get everyone on the internet doing everything virtually, and in the process, eliminate human interaction that takes place in person. And this has multiple benefits. Number one, you eliminate human interactions in person. So you isolate people from each other, but they're connecting with each other. They're interacting with each other via the internet, which means everything that they do and say can be monitored. Because I don't know if you knew this or not, but you see, you know, the state, you know, those people that without them, there wouldn't be any flat places on the ground to drive your car around. Did you know that the state has a bunch of computers that store all of your electronic communications? And I know what you're saying, it's a great one. You've been reading 1984 too many times. No, this is a real thing. And so the more interactions between humans you can move to the internet, the more interactions between humans you can monitor. But great one. Why would the government care to monitor all of our interactions? Oh, I don't know. Hold on. Is this the same government that spends billions of dollars to kill Muslims who bathe once a month and have sex with camels on the other side of the planet? Yeah, you're right. Wow, the government is so rational. You're right. There's no possible reason this government could possibly want to monitor your communications. Wow, I'm obviously a conspiracy theorist. Around here, everyone is just pretty much accepted that they're going to wear a muzzle and not gather in public places. Now, another manifestation of the Wuhan hoax shutdowns is, of course, the economic damage. Got a few examples here. It will start off with Wells Fargo. That's Aaron Cleary's favorite bank. Aaron Cleary banks at Wells Fargo, and he in fact, Wells Fargo is one of the sponsors of the Cleary podcast. He is a big supporter of Wells Fargo. If you're thinking about opening up a new bank account, Aaron Cleary will tell you, go to Wells Fargo. In fact, when you open your account, mention his name. Go in there and say, hey, I'd like to open an account here at Wells Fargo. Aaron Cleary sent me. That is his favorite bank. Over in Greality, it's called Greeley, but we call it Greality, those of us who used to live there and do live there. Over in Greeley, Wells Fargo permanently closed one of their branches because of Wuhan. Now, again, on all of this, see, on all of this, there's two sides to every bit of this that we're going to go through. On one hand, oh, who's going to weep for Wells Fargo? I wonder how many times my tax money has bailed out Wells Fargo. I'm sure more times than I know about, okay? So the great one does not weep for Wells Fargo. The great one does. Somewhat. What about the people who worked there? I mean, I'm sure not every person who worked at Wells Fargo was a piece of shit. So all these people have lost their jobs. Well, they go get a job in another bank? Well, I mean, how many people do you need to work at a bank? You got ATMs. Most of your shit's done on the internet nowadays so the government can track what you're doing. I mean, how many bank tellers do you fucking need? So now these people have to go find another job. But with the Wuhan shutting down so much stuff, like the hotels, the event centers, the theaters, there's a lot of people out of work. Granted, like I said, I've seen a lot of help wanted signs, but do you want to get a job where you have to fucking, I mean, if you believe in the Wuhan hoax, do you want to get a job interacting with other people where you're going to be afraid you're going to get the Wuhan virus? And if you don't believe in the Wuhan hoax, if you're not stupid, I mean, I'm not going to take a job where I have to wear a muzzle 8 hours a day or some horse shit. Fuck you. I'm not going to play your stupid fucking games for your stupid fucking prizes. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to muzzle up for 8 hours for a fucking job. And you can look at it like this. The Wuhan hoax has caused so much economic damage that it took out a branch of Wells Fargo, one of the biggest banks in the world, which has shit tons of money because my tax money has bailed it out multiple times. I mean, holy fuck, if Wells fucking Fargo can't keep their branch open, how are other businesses going to survive? I mean, Weyland Yutani again. So it's essentially dead because some clients that we're like holding out for the Christmas stuff, right? Because we had a number of clients, they do Christmas events, they do also other big events like in January and stuff, and pretty much everyone has bailed. And that's what we were holding out, because it's like, okay, if we would have gotten these events in December, in November and December and January, you know, we got this stuff that we do every year that we're looking at. If we get these like four events, we're good to go. The company will make enough money. We could survive an entire year on those four events. It could really do it. Okay. No, everyone's bailed. They're going to go virtual. They're going to do it on the internet because Wuhan. So it's dead. That's why I said in the previous podcast, I'm evaluating, what am I going to do? Do I stay? Do I go? Do I go? Do I stay? Because it's over. It's officially over. It's nobody, Dallas, who owns Weyland Yutani, hasn't actually said it's over, but it's over. The writing is on the wall at this point. It's done. The company still exists on paper. It's a zombie company. I'm still getting paid for right now because we're still doing some stuff, but it's a zombie company. It's done. It's over. Here in downtown Fort Collins, there is a lingerie store named the Satin Camisole. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Camisole. Satin Camisole. They're going out of business. I'm not sure if they're closed yet because I haven't walked that way in a while. But I went by, they had the big sign up on the window. They're going out of business because of Wuhan. It killed them. It's a lingerie store. It's for women. It employs women. Women shop there. It was owned by a woman. They're in business for 30 years. Wuhan virus killed them. Now, let me, I got a tangent for a second. I got to get this out. There are some people who are saying, and these are people of low intelligence, it's fine, we're surrounded by them, who are saying, whoa, but this is capitalism. See, these businesses, if they can't survive, they go under, that's capitalism. No. The Wuhan virus overreaction, panic, government forced shutdown is not capitalism. Okay? That's the state interfering in the free market. That is not capitalism. That is exactly that. When the government shows up and tells you, you can't open your business and do business and provide people what they want in exchange for their money, that is exactly the same as when the government shows up and says, oh, look, you're corrupt and nobody wants what you have, but don't worry, Wells Fargo, we'll bail you out. If your business fails because the government told you you were not allowed to engage in financial and goods exchange with other people, when the government shows up and tells you you're not allowed to engage in capitalism, that's not a failure of capitalism, and that is not capitalism. That is statism. This store, this lingerie store, I mean, they may not have had $10 billion in the fucking bank reserves, okay? But they survived for 30 fucking years. It was the overinflated government mandated response to a fake pandemic that destroyed this business. It did not fail. The business did not fail, okay? It's like if a woman gets raped, okay, she didn't willingly give it up. It was forced upon her. This business was raped by the state and then murdered. White Balcony. Another store downtown, owned by a woman. I know this woman. I mean, not, we don't like hang out and drink beer, but I know her. We know each other. We say hi, blah, blah, blah. Employed women exclusively. It was like a little knick-knack store where that basically sold the sort of shit that appeals to women. And so it was always filled with women, which is why I would go in there now and then, because they had some interesting stuff to look at, but also there were some cute girls who worked there, and then there'd be cute girls in there buying shit. So it was like a chick magnet place. Okay, once again, 16 years in business. Owned by a woman, employs exclusively women, customers mostly women. I'm sure you already see where this is going. They're out of business now. They had their last day. They're done. They put a sign in the window that says, you know, our business failed because of the Wuhan. If you don't want this to happen to other local businesses, the most important thing you can do is not buy things on Amazon. Somebody said, I got this right. Now, again, in both of these cases, businesses that have been around for a long time going out of business, you lose tax revenue. Shoppers lose a place to go to get nice lingerie to make their men happy. Right? The women who work in these places lose their jobs. But let's stop and think about this for just a moment, guys. So if you don't want local businesses like the White Balcony to go out of business, then you shouldn't buy things on Amazon.com. Okay, let's work through this. Work through this with me. So there's a virus. We'll call it the Wuhan virus. This is theoretical, of course. Well, this is theoretical. This is just a thought experiment. None of this would actually happen. Let's say you've got this Wuhan virus. And the Wuhan virus isn't really a big deal, but because it's a slow news cycle and the people at CNN hate Donald Trump because Orange Man bad, they blow this out of proportion and they say that, oh my God, we're all going to die. So then women panic because they think they're going to die, because the most important thing to women and boomers is their own lives, because all they care about is themselves, much like the Jews. And so in response to this knowledge that they might get a virus and die, because people are just dying in the streets from Wuhan virus, I mean, the hospitals are overflowing. I mean, I drove past Poudre Valley Hospital the other day, which is the hospital here in Fort Collins. And I mean, there were sick people laying outside the hospital on the lawn, like just dying. They were all over the place because the hospital was overflowing. They couldn't get all the dying people into the hospital. It was literally filled, literally Hitler. There were fucking sick people like hanging half out of the windows. The hospital was so overflowing with Wuhan victims. So because boomers, who own most of these businesses, and women who work at and shop at these businesses panicked, they inspired the government to shut everything down. So now you can't go anywhere, but you still want to spend your cuck bucks, but you can't go to the store to buy it. So you're going to order it on Amazon.com. And then when they finally relax it a little bit, okay, so I could go to the store, but you can only have so many people in the store at one time because of social distancing. And honest to God, this is the truth. The number of times I did walk past the satin camisole while it was still open, as they were shutting down, every time I went past there, there was a fucking line outside waiting to get in. But social distancing, only so many people allowed in the store at one time. So women support social distancing. Women support wearing the muzzle. Women support all of these fucking restrictions. Women supported the shutdown. But then the women who own these businesses are like, oh my God, my business went out of business because people are buying things on Amazon. Really? No shit. I wonder if your support of the state shutting down the economy might have anything to do with your fucking business going out of business. And this is the stupidity of women. They think, oh, we'll just shut down the economy so that I can feel safe. But somehow in their tiny little fucking brains that shouldn't be allowed to vote, have jobs, sign contracts, or own property, they think, well, we'll shut down the economy. But, oh, that's not going to affect my business because, well, I'm the center of the universe. And thus, you stupid fucking broads, have you reaped what you have sown? You wanted social distancing? You wanted muzzles? You wanted shutdowns? Well, welcome to the consequences of your fucking behavior. Welcome to the consequences of getting that which your tiny little fucking pea brain wanted. CB and Potts restaurant / brewery. I've talked about it before. It's a place where I went quite frequently. They had 5 locations. 4 of them have been shut down permanently. The 5th one was sold to someone else. I don't remember who it was sold to. The 5th one, the one that was sold, is on the City of Fort Collins golf course. It's right next to the golf course. And so it will continue to get frequented by golfers because the golf courses are open. Okay, so CB Potts Brewery. Employee owned, you know, socialist wet dream. Employed a large number of women. A place where women go to stuff food in their face. Gone. Dead. Did I write down? Oh, here we go. I'm looking at my notes. CB and Potts, in business since 1974. What's the math? I didn't do the 74, 84, 94, 04, 14. Fucking Christ. That's 46 years. 46 fucking years. 46 years. Did I do math right? Because we know I can't do percentages. We figured that one out. 46 years, guys. 46 fucking years. Destroyed by the Wuhan virus. But oh my God, everyone's so scared that some fucking boomer might die. Some fucking fat diabetic boomer might fucking die. So you know what? To protect these fucking fat diabetic boomers, we're going to destroy the entire fucking economy so that this tiny percentage of the population doesn't fucking die. And we're just going to just perpetuate the genetic inferiority of the people in this country. We're going to take these people who have these immune systems that are absolutely non-existent, and we are going to destroy the economy. We're going to put people out of work and into poverty in order to keep people who have no immune system alive. Did I ever finish talking about the Amish? I don't think I did. Remember when the Amish who don't get vaccinations were wiped out by smallpox? Yeah, neither do I. Remember when they were wiped out by chickenpox? Remember when they were wiped out by HIV? I would love to see the statistics. I haven't looked. Maybe they're there. I'd love to see the statistics on how the Amish are doing with Wuhan virus. You know, maybe because they don't eat shitty food and they're not fat and they're not diabetic and they don't get vaccinations, maybe their immune systems are healthy. Maybe that's why they're not dropping dead from smallpox and chickenpox and Wuhan. Because if they were, here's the thing, I don't think the Amish are being adversely affected by Wuhan at all, and here's why I say that. If they were, you would hear about it. If Wuhan virus was running wild among the Amish, CNN would be screaming, look at what happens when you don't get vaccinations. This is why everyone has to get a mandatory vaccination. The fact that we're not hearing about how the unvaccinated Amish are not getting murdered by the Wuhan tells me that they're not getting murdered by the Wuhan. Because if they were dropping dead left and right, all the fucking goddamn pro-health vax fuckers would not be able to shut up about, see, everybody's got to get a mandatory vaccination. See? Another business that died, I was walking around and I go past this place. This building used to be a supermarket. It's a pretty big sized building. It's supermarket size, not a giant supermarket, but like say a medium sized supermarket. I don't even know how square feet is. It used to be a 24-hour fitness. Been there for maybe about 2 years. It was actually very new, but they're gone. And on the door, there's a little legal notice that tells you what's going on. And they had been shut down for not paying their rent. Shocking. All the gyms have been shut down because the government told them they're not allowed to engage in capitalism and therefore they can't pay their rent. Wow. Amazing. But get this. It actually said on the thing, the amount of back rent they owe is $140,000. But wait. The monthly rent for this building, for this gym, is $83,000 a month. Now, I don't know how in the fuck you pay $83,000 a month rent during normal economic times. Certainly not during Wuhan times. And this is what I've been saying for a long time on this podcast about Fort Collins. I don't understand how property prices, rental prices, especially commercial. I mean, $83,000 for a thing that used to be a supermarket. I mean, it's one level. It's a big, giant open room. If someone said to me, we're going to rent you a building. Okay, how much is it? $83,000 a month. $83,000 a month. Okay, I'm expecting at least four stories, elevators, basement, you know, helipad on top, large parking lot. And I show up and I see something that's used to be a fucking grocery store. I'm like, no. And this is one of the things that I hope like hell happens because of the economic destruction of the Wuhan virus is I hope it fucking crashes the goddamn commercial rental prices. Because if you guys are here when I did the podcast a while back, I talked about the Smashburger going under with their, I can't remember now the right numbers, so I'm not even going to try to wing it. But I remember he said he made like $73,000 a month and that wasn't enough to pay the rent and everything. And at first I was like, how can you not, like $73,000 a month? That's a shit ton of money. But then I did just a quick back of the napkin calculations on just his payroll. And that took up most of the money. I'm like, okay, shit, I guess I can see how the guy couldn't afford this. Well, I mean, do some fucking napkin calculations on this. $83,000 a month rent. So that means if you charge membership for your gym $100 a month, you need 8,300 people to join your gym at $100 a month just to pay the rent. You haven't paid for the equipment in the gym. You haven't paid your employees. You haven't paid your taxes. You haven't paid your utilities. You haven't paid yourself. How in the fuck is that even financially viable? And okay, maybe I'm naive in this realm, but I'm $83,000 a month rent. How? How is that financially viable? Even in the best of times. And so the fallout from the Wuhan is going to do more and more economic destruction. But this is what's going to happen because women and boomers are scared of dying. And nobody will tell them to shut the fuck up and die. Because we've got this weird, bizarre idea in this country that, well, even if it's worth it, it's saved. Even if it just saves one life, it's worth it. Well, no, it's not. No, it isn't. There's a point where it's not worth it anymore. I mean, what if I said, and again, I can prove that. So even if it saves just one life, it's worth it. Okay, so what if we could save one life by, everyone say it with me, gassing all the fucking Jews? Would it be worth it? Oh, really? No? Okay, well, what if everybody lost their job? What if we shut down all economic activity to save one life? Would that be worth it? I mean, this shit, if it saves one life, it's worth it. Anyone who says that needs to be fucking killed. And I'm serious. Anyone who believes, if that is your worldview, you cannot be a functional part of society. You are only detrimental. If that is truly your worldview, that if it saves just one life, it's worth it, you need to be removed from a society in order for that society to flourish. Whether that means, you know, ostracism and they just make you go someplace else, or whether that means they relocate you. And my audience knows what that means, don't you? Because you guys, yeah. So we're going to do the Jews and the pox as soon as the police are defunded. So is everybody, let's get on board with defunding the police. Because once the police are defunded, there will be nothing to stop us from solving the problems. And once we've taken care of all that, maybe we could get Bacon's RSS feed to work.